Chapter 7. Manhood Speaks About Womanhood. In accord with soul's grace, womanhood is shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Every action is linked to the divine power with scientific care and precision. Like a cunning workman cutting a most precious diamond, womanhood chisels away false beliefs and finds perfect man. From the evidence of the glorious harvest now taking place, everyone and everything is hedged about with soul's grace. The motherhood of God eagerly distributes the milk of the word to the poor, to both the poor suffering hearts and to those who think they are rich and need nothing, the poorest of the poor. Through the simple lessons of the grand giver of Zion, we give up our impoverished beliefs. When omnipotent love is held uppermost in thought, the pure daughter of God gently begins to shine. Even though her heart sees persecutions, she is unfazed. She will not despair, will not stop loving. Hate and fear must disappear before her gaze. The understanding of divine love bears the fruit which clothes the dominion man in royal colors. Finally, we can see how love reigns, and we can rejoice. The woman understands the lesson of the grass that lies beneath our feet, humbly covering the earth, feeding and sustaining us, and yearns to tell us its secret. It is selfless humility that lifts us up above envy and hate, and enables us to play our part in the spiritual feeding of nations. Now that the power of humility is pointed out, let us see what happens if I follow the woman's lead. Take divine science and eat it up. Understand that the word is Father, Mother, Love, thinking me. There is no question that I will find it sweet as honey in my mouth, a healing salve to my body. But the generosity of soul will startle the thoughtless with thoughts, give impulse to inquiry, and define omniscience. The woman speaks to mankind. Finally, mankind is waiting and watching for the rest and drink I have to offer. Come with me, bring divine love into all fields of usefulness, into science, theology and medicine, and spiritualize them. Let us expect an early harvest. Mankind must be transformed. Tenderness will bud and grace mature until it is understood that God sustains her idea, first with crumbs of comfort from Christ's table, and then with full reward as sons and daughters of God. My transformative presence is obvious to spiritual sense. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him and he with me. Let him that is athirst come, and whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. Life, light, is forever free.